Welcome back to The Roundtable. I'm Ian Pickus. Musicians gathered at the Egg in Albany will celebrate a fallen friend this weekend, turning back the clock to remember one of rock's most important guitarists, Mike Bloomfield. Bloomfield was a member of the Paul Butterfield blues band, The Electric Flag, and recorded with Bob Dylan, starting with Like a Rolling Stone before his untimely death in 1981. His friend and collaborator was organist Al Cooper, a page of the rock encyclopedia all his own. Cooper began as a songwriter before leading Blood, Sweat, and Tears and the Blues Project. Cooper's playing can be heard on recordings from Dylan's aforementioned Like a Rolling Stone, he was in the band when Dylan famously went electric, and on tracks by Hendrix, The Stones, The Who, and many others. In addition to his teaching at the Berklee School of Music, Cooper has a keen ear for production, having helmed Lynyrd Skynyrd's first three records. Al Cooper will join with guitarist Jimmy Vivino, perhaps best known for his role in Conan O'Brien's band, this Saturday night at the Egg in Albany in a tribute to Mike Bloomfield as part of the American Roots and Branches concert series. Al Cooper, welcome to the Roundtable.
Pleasure to be here.
Why did you want to do this concert to remember your friend?
Well, it's a double thing. One thing was that it was a really unique experience to play with Michael. And I had never been in a position like that before, in that I had never worked with a musician where we didn't have to discuss the music at all. We just naturally knew how to play together. And it was an amazing thing for me because I had played with a few musicians before that and after that. And it was a totally unique experience. And I thought that when he passed away, I thought, well, I was lucky to get that once in my life, because without him, I would not have had it at all. And then I started playing with Vivino, and it was the same exact thing.
Does Vivino stack up to the experience you had with Bloomfield?
Well, I mean, they're slightly different, except that Vivino grew up on Bloomfield. So he studied it intensely to try and be a better guitar player. So when he wants to, he can become Mike Bloomfield. It's pretty amazing.
How would you describe Bloomfield's style?
Well, it was heavily based in blues, but if you took him outside that, he could do whatever was called for. And so we did some semi-jazz things when we played together, and then folk rock stuff, and he could always find the right thing to play. He was an exceptional musician. Eric Clapton called him music on two legs.
Do you remember how you first met or how you first started working together?
Well, we met at a Rolling Stone session. I had never met him before. I was planning to play guitar on the session, and I got there early, and then he came in shortly after I did and sat down next to me and started warming up. And when he was warming up, I realized that he could just play me under the table, and I didn't have a chance here. So I packed up the guitar and went back into the control room.
And yet, both of your parts are now iconic moments in that song, and they stand out in the mind.
Well, you know, that's show business. Like a rolling stone.
So were you always drawn to the organ, or, you know, when
I was an organ fan. But I wasn't really an organ player. I had played a little bit on some of my songwriter demos that I had done at the time. But mostly I was a studio guitar player and a songwriter. And that was what I was doing for a living at that point.
So did you learn the guitar in a different way from your interactions with Bloomfield, or was it at that point that you just started to focus on the organ?
Well, if I was going to play on that session, I had to play something that wasn't the guitar. And so in the middle of the session, they moved the organ player over to piano, and I just jumped at the organ.
And did you have a sense that you were taking part in a historic recording session?
No, I was just selfish. I wanted to play with Bob Dylan.
How much money did you get for that session? Do you remember?
Whatever scale is. If I even got paid at all.
I mean, obviously Dylan was sort of at the height of his powers. What was your attraction to working with him?
Well, I was a fan, so that was my attraction. Back then, you could do stuff like that in New York. If I was, you know, at the time about 90% ambition and 10% talent.
But that worked. I mean, you got into the session, you're on the track.
Yeah, it did work. I mean, it began the next phase of my career, which was to be a studio musician, but as a keyboard player. I didn't plan on that.
And you were there at Newport, which has been the subject of God knows how many examinations, but what actually did happen there?
It was very last minute, and we only knew three songs, and that's what we did. And it wasn't particularly, you know, that good.
Let's get back to Mike a little bit. You're going to be playing, of course, this tribute to Mike Bloomfield. How long did you guys actually get to work together?
That's a good question. Well, we started in June of 65. We would jam together from time to time when we'd come across each other, you know, on live gigs. But then we did the Super Session album in probably April of 68. And then the Live Adventures album about a year later. And then the Fillmore East album about 2 months later. And then we would play together whenever we could. Till about 1979. And I moved to London then. And we were even planning to play a couple of gigs in London because he was going to come over. But he didn't make it.
Let's talk now about Blood, Sweat, and Tears, the next project after sort of that mid-60s era we talked about. How did that project come about? It's a totally different sounding group than, you know, much of what came before it.
Well, I mean, I came out of the Blues Project, I had written a bunch of new songs, and the songs really called for horns. So I went to the Blues Project and said, why don't we add horns and then we can do these songs I wrote. And they sort of turned me down. So I left the band and I went to put a band together that could play these songs. And that's how it started.
So if you look at, you know, all these different parts of your career that you've had, you've been a teacher, you've been a producer. I mean, what stands out for you? You know, when you hear Like a Rolling Stone, is it part of your DNA or is it just one of those songs you've heard a million times? When a Blood, Sweat, and Tears track comes on, is it that same reaction?
Well, I mean, it's always nice, you know, to hear something you did on the radio unexpectedly. It doesn't really matter what it is unless it was something terrible.
Well, do you have any of those?
Yeah, I do, but I don't even mention them.
Do you think Mike Bloomfield is underrated in the history of rock? I mean, is that part of what this project's about?
Yeah, I mean, at the same time, I'm working with Sony and working on a Mike Bloomfield box set. And that'll be out probably towards the end of the year.
How did that come to you? I mean, of all the musicians he probably knew, you were the closest with him, or you just have, you know, the most respect for what he accomplished?
Well, I had tried to do this for the last 10 years, and there was always some kind of stumbling block in the way. And so then I sort of gave up, and then Sony came to me a few months ago and asked me if I was still interested in doing it, because this was going to be the 70th anniversary. He would have been 70 this year. So we're trying to do it. And it's a lot of hard work to do this. I've been working on it for about 3 months now, and I have at least another three left.
Well, what goes into putting something like that together?
Well, you have to pick the tracks. You have to make sure you've heard everything so that you put in the correct tracks. And then I'm also designing the package and mastering it. So it's it's a lot of work. It's like half a year's work.
Well, Al Kooper will be at the Egg this Saturday with guitarist Jimmy Vivino to celebrate Mike Bloomfield's life and work, Saturday, March 16th at 7:30. Al Kooper, it's been a pleasure to have you on the roundtable, and good luck in assembling the Mike Bloomfield box set.
Well, thanks very much.
And you're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.